If you lost,
you Hello, I'm Luis Suarez, and this is my podcast on the impact of automobiles on the world. The impact of the automobile is undeniable. It revolutionized the world of transportation and delivery of products, changed the culture completely by opening the door to motorsport, as well as creating a new way of showing off wealth and establishing status, changed the economic landscape of the world, and created a new art for the world. The automobile was first created in 1886 by a German engineer named Carl Benz. He is credited with creating the first practical automobile, and would later go on to create the German car manufacturer Mercedes-Benz. Although the original automobile was steam-powered and only had a top speed of about 5 miles per hour, its creation led to a huge innovation which would lead to the vehicles we know and love today. Fast forward a few years later to 1908, Henry Ford unveiled his creation, the Ford Model T. Although Ford did not personally create the assembly line or the automobile, his innovations and perfections of the process allowed him to create an unprecedented product, an automobile that the middle-class Americans could afford. Ford's creation allowed the automobile industry to expand, and by setting the standard for industry, Ford allowed the world to piggyback off his product and perfect it to create something truly wonderful. And with new innovations and technology being created every day, the automobile will only continue to impact the world. One of the heaviest impacts the automobile has been through innovation and technologies. With constant research and constant improvement, the automobile knows no bounds when it comes to fresh new products and ideas. An example of this would be the invention of a practical flying automobile. 10 years ago, the flying automobile was seen as a fantastic and fantastical idea that existed only in our imaginations. But according to the former test pilot and flight engineer, William F. Chana, the invention and implementation of a flying automobile is not too far into the future. A cursory look at an early 21st century flying auto that might as well reach the goals designers have been struggling for the past 50 years is reviewed. Let us dream on. The flying automobile may be for real yet. Much of the research and technology involved in the automotive industry comes from the need for efficiency and effectiveness, as well as the automotive community, which modifies their automobiles to be more powerful and efficient than how they came from the factory. For example, the supercharger and turbocharger. These are modifications done to increase the airflow of an engine. An increase in airflow means the engine burns more fuel, which in turn creates more power. The supercharger / turbocharger also helps with the engine run, helps the engine run smoother. Small boosted engines have less friction and lower pumping losses than larger displacement, normally aspirated engines of the same power. At rated power, these benefits are offset by the supercharger driving power, resulting in slightly higher fuel consumption. However, under part load conditions and smaller boosted engines can have a significant fuel consumption advantage. Skidmore, Melbourne, page 1. However, supercharging and turbochargers, when manufactured large enough and tuned correctly, can produce enormous amounts of horsepower and torque. During the Prohibition era, high-caliber moonshiners would use these modifications to make their cars incredibly fast to avoid the police and make their deliveries at a timely manner in order to maximize profits. The vehicles were outfitted with heavy-duty stocks, shocks, and springs, safeguarding the jars containing the hooch from breaking on bumpy mountain roads. The seats in the back were usually removed so more booze could fit. And high-powered engines gave the car extra speed to outrun any cops and taxi agents along the route. How moonshine bootlegging gave rise to NASCAR, February 10th, 2017, Jennifer Bilhaug, Smithsonian. These modifications and technologies allow motorsport to surge and become one of the most dominant sports in the world today. An example of this would be NASCAR. NASCAR was created by moonshiners after the end of the Prohibition era due to the lack of business running contraband. From the 1930s on, once Prohibition had ended, demand for bootlegged alcohol waned and the runners found themselves with souped-up cars yet out of work. Though they continued to take part in organized races, on December 14, 1947, one of these runners, Big Bill France, held a meeting with other drivers, car owners, and mechanics to finally put in some standardized rules for the races. Thus, NASCAR, the National Association of Stock Car Auto Racing, was born. The first official race was held 2 months later. How moonshine bootlegging gave rise to NASCAR, February 10th, 2017, Jennifer Bilhaug, Smithsonian. In Europe, many car manufacturers have already been delving into the world of motorsport, organizing many Grand Prix races as well as endurance races, the oldest and most famous being the 24 Hours of Le Mans. The 24 Hours of Le Mans began in 1923 and was held in the Circuit de la Sarthe in France. This endurance race lasted exactly 24 hours and was a chance for car manufacturers to demonstrate the quality and reliability of their vehicles, and also to gain prestige amongst consumers for their wins in this spectacular event. Furthermore, many car companies started to focus more on luxury and performance rather than practicality, thus allowing companies such as Ferrari and Automobili Lamborghini to rise and become social symbols of wealth and status. The social impact of the automobile is reflected through cinema, literature, and art. Cultural historians have established the profound significance of the automobile in 20th century American life, but surprisingly little has been said about its importance to John Steinbeck, one of America's most important literary figures. From the opening scenes of The Grapes of Wrath, Steinbeck clearly expresses his desire to explore the literary potential within mechanical modes of transportation in this opus. The early introduction of a red transport truck in the second chapter of the novel as the container of Tom John Joad's first interaction outside of prison is typical of how automobile functions as both a narrative and symbolic agent throughout the novel, and how car talk permeates through the novel. Steinbeck paints a vivid picture of a bustling car lot and the scheming machinations of the nameless dealership boss and his assistant Migrant men gather around the engines of Dodges and Buicks to talk about their journeys westward, and of course cars. Even readers who are not typically attuned to car talk can pick up on the class stratifications and strife tied up in the old rust buckets of migrants or the newer cars of the landowners. Law enforcement and shitheels that accompany and complicate the migrant journey. Steinbeck deliberately invites this kind of materialistic reading, rendering snippets of overheard conversation that reveal car culture and the social strata and potential stigmatization determined by one's vehicle. The Lucio, pages 3 and 4. Aside from their appeal for status, the automobile also began to take on a more artistic aspect as time passed and technology advanced. Cars began ditching old boxy designs and becoming sleeker, lower, and more aerodynamic in order to become more efficient and, more importantly, faster. One of the first pioneers in high performance and incredibly rare automobiles, Antoine Bugatti. This French car manufacturer has been making beautiful high performance vehicles since 1909, and from the beginning of their history as a company, Bugatti was performance and luxury oriented. The owner, Antoine Bugatti, saw the automobile as an art and dedicated his life to constructing the most beautiful, exciting, and powerful cars that money could buy. His passion and his masterpieces set precedent for the future innovators of supercars such as Enzo Ferrari, Ferruccio Lamborghini, Horacio Pagani, and Ferdinand Porsche, all of whom created masterpieces of elegance, power, and prestige such as the Ferrari Daytona, Lamborghini Miura, Porsche Carrera, and the Pagani Huayra. Although supercars and hypercars are a small fraction of the automobiles present constantly in our society, such as Toyotas and Hondas, the small fraction is special. These vehicles symbolize elegance, beauty, and resonate power in our items that make one's dreams come true. The automobile will always hold a special place in my heart. Ever since I was a child, helping my grandfather reconstruct fossils from the ground up to restore them to their former beauty and gift them with even more grace and elegance than they already had contained made the automobile a staple in my life. Automobiles are so much more than machines we use to get to point A to point B. They are machines of wonder, machines of performance and strength, and should be treated with the utmost respect, whether they are an old beater truck taking hay to a farm or a graceful Lamborghini tearing through a curvy mountain road at 120 miles per hour. Ever since I tore down a Corvette with my grandfather, rebuilt it, and felt the personality of a car, that quality and that power, I've learned to respect them and treat them as more than a luxury, but to treat them as a person. Because although the automobile might not be a sentient being, every car has its own personality. In conclusion, the automobile is and will continue to be one of the most influential inventions ever man has created. It changed the world with the Model T, which made the automobile available to everyone, revolutionized mechanical technology and transportation, changed society by providing a new stable of wealth and status, gave the world motorsports as well as being their dreams of being able to take your car into flight, and most importantly, gave the world a new art, a new man-made beauty.